One time, a man was driving by a farm. So he stopped at the farm and he saw there were two workers there. So he was observing them. Both of them had spades. And one worker was digging up a hole, digging up the dirt with the spade and throwing it in a pile. And then, right next to him was another worker who had a spade, who was scooping up that same dirt and putting it in the same hole again. So he watched them for a few minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes, and they were just, one was scooping out and the other one was scooping in. He was completely baffled. What is the meaning of this? So he went up to the workers and he said, "What's going on here?" And they said, "Well, we're doing our job." He said, "But one of you are scooping it out and the other one is scooping in." He said, "Yes, that's our job." He said, "Unfortunately today, the third member of the team, who's the one who puts seeds in, he's not here today." "But we got to carry on with our job after all." The person said, "You're mad. If the person, the third person, is not there to put in the seed, all of your work is useless." This may well be the situation for many religious practitioners. From a young age, we grow up with rituals. We must do this. We must do that. We should do it like this. We should do it like that. And we're very good at rituals. But do we know the meaning behind these rituals? Do we know the purpose of why we're doing what we're doing? Or are we simply going through the motions? In this chapter 4, Krishna has already told Arjuna, "You must stay in the world and you must work for me." Now in chapter 4, Krishna says, in order to work for me, you must have transcendental knowledge. Along with practice, along with rituals, we must know the meaning and the knowledge and the wisdom behind it. Otherwise, those rituals will not give us the benefit that we're looking for. And therefore, Krishna in this chapter explains to Arjuna, where does knowledge come from? Krishna says, knowledge comes from me. Krishna explains, how is the knowledge passed down? He says that it's passed down through a chain of teachers. Krishna explains, who can understand that knowledge? He says, one who is a friend and who is non-envious. Krishna explains, what is the practical thing you need to do to get this knowledge? He says, surrender to a guru, serve the guru, and hear from the guru. In this way, through so many steps, Krishna is explaining how we grasp the knowledge. If we don't have knowledge and we simply do rituals, then it will simply remain a ritual. What makes something spiritual is when there is knowledge, there is a proper spirit. Spirit plus ritual makes something spiritual. And therefore, it's very, very important that along with doing what we do in religious life, in spiritual life, we have knowledge. Sometimes people are very lazy when it comes to knowledge. It's very difficult to hear a lecture, isn't it? Even now, we're sitting here, it's difficult to listen. I say in a lecture, 20% of the content, people don't get it because they're sleeping. Yeah, I can see who's in the crowd. 20% we don't get because we're sleeping. 20% we don't understand what the person is talking about. 20% we understand but we forget. 20% we understand and we write it down in our notebook and then we never read the notebook again. And therefore in the lecture, when it comes to grasping knowledge, we actually grasp very little knowledge. It's okay for us. It's good for us. We can give the same class again and again, and no one notices. But we must grasp transcendental knowledge. We should not be lazy in this regard to understand the knowledge that Krishna has given us. I was walking down the street once and I saw someone coming out of a travel agent's. They came out of a travel agent's and they had travel brochures up to their neck. I said, this person probably has a few weeks of holiday and he wants to make sure he goes to the right place. So much research to make sure I go to the right holiday destination. But when it comes to understanding life, the universe, and everything about reality, then we want just something very quick. Then we're not willing to put in the effort and the time and the energy to do the research. Krishna says, no. Transcendental knowledge is essential if you want to live in this world and function in a spiritual way. Do not be lazy in this regard of trying to understand this knowledge. And therefore, in this chapter four, Krishna explains the importance and the value of transcendental knowledge.